From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's defense ministry announced a 48-hour regime of calm starting Thursday over the war-torn northern Syrian city Aleppo. Word is backing the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Moscow and Damascus over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month-old cessation of hostilities. Speaking in Oslo, Norway Wednesday, Kerry called for enforcement of that truce.
But it will require good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it. And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
He accused Russia and Syria of selectively enforcing the ceasefire while the Syrian forces continue their campaign to retake Aleppo, viewed as a strategic prize in the five-year conflict. The UN envoy to the Central African Republic, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council Wednesday that the rebel Lord's Resistance Army is stepping up its attacks, expanding into new areas, and abducting children.
Overall, the LRA appears now to be deviating from what had been for a certain period of time a low-profile posture with attacks against larger and less isolated populations area being noted and increased number of children kidnapped and kept.
He warned the withdrawal of Ugandan troops, part of an African Union regional task force, could be exploited by groups like LRA. The rebel group suspected of launching more than 40 attacks in the first 3 months of the year, killing six, abducting more than 250. This is VOA News. A U.S. defense spokesman Wednesday said Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah 3 weeks after launching an offensive to retake the Islamic State-held city. But Colonel Chris Garver acknowledged the three-week assault remains a slow and difficult fight, in part out of concern for thousands of civilians still trapped. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government say Islamic State counterattacks have intensified as they try to regain ground lost in the fight for control of the coastal city Sirte, captured a year ago. Government forces say the IS counterattacks are centered around the city's port and western neighborhoods. President Obama Wednesday met a fourth time of his presidency at the White House privately with Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. They met despite Chinese warnings that it could damage mutual trust and cooperation. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president has articulated his appreciation for the Dalai Lama's teachings and believes in preserving Tibet's unique religious, cultural, and linguistic traditions.
Earnest said Mr. Obama also spoke of the need to protect the human rights of Tibetans, but he said U.S. policy about Tibet being part of China hasn't changed. Iran has filed a lawsuit with the International Court of Justice to try to recover $2 billion in frozen assets in the U.S. President Hassan Rouhani made the announcement in remarks Wednesday. The U.S. Supreme Court announced in April the frozen funds will be used to compensate the victims and families of the 1983 bombing of a U.S. Marine barracks in Lebanon and other attacks that have been linked to Iran. Tehran denied any role in those attacks. U.S. Central Bank Chairperson Janet Yellen announced Wednesday no change in a key interest rate, saying current economic conditions make it necessary to keep the federal funds rate at between 0.25% and 0.5%. She also expressed concern about the global impact of next week's referendum on whether the United Kingdom leaves the European Union.
Clearly, this is a very important decision for the United Kingdom and for Europe. It is a decision that could have consequences for economic and financial conditions in global financial markets. It could have consequences in turn for the U.S. economic outlook.
Opinion polls show growing support for the so-called Leave campaign. More gunfire underscored persistent border tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan that has left at least three dead, dozens wounded, thousands stranded. Both sides have agreed to a ceasefire. Pakistan says it's constructing a gate on disputed territory to limit terrorist infiltration. South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius is to be sentenced July 6th in the death of his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. The judge in the case made the announcement Wednesday at the close of a three-day court hearing. 29-year-old double amputee faces a minimum 15 years in prison for shooting Steenkamp, mistaking her for a nighttime intruder. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.